Deuteronomy 11:13, just a few words at the beginning of the verse. Vehaya, and it shall be, im shamoa, if hearing, tishma'u, you shall hear, el mitzvotai, to my commandments. Vehaya, im shamoa, tishma'u, el mitzvotai, and it shall be, that if hearing, you shall hear my commandments, or using better English, it shall come to pass that if you hearken diligently to my commandments. What's unusual, and the sages took note of, is the double use of the verb shema in this verse. Im shamoa, if you'll hear, tishma'u, then you will hear. Which is somewhat strange sounding, but really on a psychological level it makes a lot of sense. If you're willing to truly hear, then you shall hear and do the commandments of God. In other words, as we listen attentively to the words of Torah, we will hear more and will encounter spiritual connections and applications that are new and ready for this hour. The early sages commented, if you listen to the old, you'll listen to the new. That's from Berakhot 40. Focusing our attention on the commandments, even while in exile, is likened to practice for the world to come, since then they will not be new to you when the final redemption appears. Yeshua said, do not think that I have come to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one yod, or one stroke of a yod, that is kotzo shel yod, the smallest stroke of the scribe's pen, shall in no wise pass from the Torah till all be fulfilled. That's Matthew 5:17-18. Happy are those who love the Torah. More light comes as we live in the truth, as Yeshua taught. He said, for to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even that which he has shall be taken away. That's Matthew 13:12. And is also said in Tehillim, ki imcha makor chaim beorcha nire or. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light do we see light. That's Psalm 36:9. In other words, if we don't see light, this divine light, then we're in darkness, and we're not in the light of God. And that again demonstrates the axiomatic first principles of the knowledge of reality, that without the truth as our axioms and starting point in our thinking and reasoning, all that we infer will be unsound, will be of unsound mind, or literally insane. God is always the starting point and center and conclusion of all sound reasoning in the universe. So to wrap up this short talk, as you hear, you will hear. As you obey, practice what you hear, you will find joy, you will rejoice. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, it says in Psalm 19. As you seek the light, more light will come to you. Seek and you will find. Vehaya im shamoa tishma'u el mitzvotai. It shall be that if you hearken diligently to the commandments, you will hear. You will hear the truth of God. Amen.